Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, an anagram for three packed dots. It is. Coming up on this week's show, cheeking winos who toss up. Just another anagram. Yes, coming up, flipping flops, Moto's Zoom and the Nintendo 3DS underwhelm on the high street. The white iPhone 4 mysteriously disappears, but the Commodore 64 reappears as a fully-fledged PC. And thinking of things nostalgic, the Xperia Play has landed. So what PS1 games should be top of Sony's list to port to the portable? The campaign for Parappa the Rapper starts here. Joining me, as ever, it's the lovely Ree Morgan and the man whose name rearranged is Canned Bull. Guess who found an anagram generator this week? It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Mine not work as an anagram. Mine's quite hard.
You do. Do you know what you are as an anagram?
No.
Groin harm.
I shouldn't have asked. Yeah. Really.
Canned Bull. That's great.
Canned Bull, yeah. I'm Sun-Dyed Llama.
Nice.
Well, of course you are. So, yeah, but what about an anagram of your name?
Hey! Hey! Yes, yeah. So there we are. Some anagrams for everyone.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Yes. You just type anagram generator. It's hours of endless fun.
It is. Well, join us next week on the T3 podcast. That's all we've got time for.
Anyway, Canned Bull, what has been occupying your intellect this week?
Well, I'll tell you, Sun-Dried Llama. Sun-Dyed, sorry.
Died,
I do apologize.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll give you a little insight into how journalism works this week.
Thanks.
Yes. Next week, I'm flying from City Airport to Zurich, and then I'm catching a train to the Alps, and then I'm staying in like a sort of 9-star hotel, and I'm having a facial, which I believe is some sort of beauty treatment,
yeah,
and not what I think it is. And then we're going on like a train ride, which is like apparently the most exotic train ride in the world, up the top of some sort of Alp.
Right.
And then we're having lunch. And so that's all very nice. And do you know what this is to promote?
No.
Go on.
No, me neither.
Oh.
Haven't got a clue.
Really?
Why I'm going. It's nobody else wanted to go. And I think it's something to do with watches or something. I feel a bit like Hansel in Zoolander. There's a bit where he's talking about being a male model. Not that I'm that much like a male model.
Well, but after your facial, says, who knows?
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the really advanced facial. He says, you know, I turn up to promote these things. Do I know what these things are half the time? No, I don't, but I'll give it my best shot. I feel a bit like that. It's like, are you expecting any coverage in the magazine? Am I meant to be writing about the train journey, the hotel, the watches,
the
whatever
facial.
You're launching, the facial, the meal? Is it just a general, let's be nice to a journalist for no reason? Were they trying to get somebody much more senior than me and it just didn't work out? I don't know.
What's great about it
is... But I'm going to give it my best shot.
What's great about it is they'll do all this. And if it, even if it's, you know, wonderful, we'll still pick up some schneid things.
Well, I will.
Yeah, exactly.
But, well, I'll let you know how it goes next
good.
Week.
Okay, yeah. Report back from that. Sounds hellish, really.
Yeah, I know.
Terrible.
The things I have to do
office.
For this job.
Oh, anyway, they may both be in T3's Hot 100, but well, they're not selling terribly well. Motorola's Zoom tablet is set to land on UK doorsteps even tomorrow, but in the US... Android.
That won't do it any good.
People are using it as a doorstop.
Chunk. Android usage stats suggest it's sold a paltry 100,000 units.
It's a chicken, is it?
Since its end of February launch. Meanwhile, Nintendo's 3DS is well shy of the 4 million devices Nintendo had hoped to sell by now.
You were about to say Ninty.
I was, yes.
I hate it when people say Ninty.
Overused word. What is going wrong here, chaps?
I'm not sure what's going wrong. I think people aren't... The Zoom and Honeycomb, I think people haven't had a chance to get their heads around it yet,
okay.
I think, maybe.
You mean, and also, the iPad is selling so well that maybe it's...
Well...
Nothing else can even...
Yeah, so...
But, just to be fair, 100,000 units, that might be at a sort of lower-end estimate. That's not a tiny number.
Okay,
It doesn't compare well to the iPad.
Yeah, so 100,000 since February for the Zoom, compared to an estimated... 2.6 million iPad 2s that Apple is already thought to have shifted.
Yeah. Well, when you compare it to that. But the thing is, I mean, if 100,000 people listened to this podcast or whatever, or 100,000 people bought the magazine, we'd be quite pleased.
Yes.
That's true.
It's not like it sold three.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
But then worldwide.
No, I believe it's only on sale in America. So
it's only
on sale,
so it's on sale here from Saturday.
Right.
Well, I don't think it's exactly going to fly off the shelves over here.
Yeah.
No. I mean, Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the thing is, the tablet market's so new, nobody knows how big the potential market is. I mean, I know analysts who are like, always a bugbear of mine, like pull these figures out of their assholes and say, yeah, 3 billion possible tablets could be sold by 2015, because that's a number I just shat out of my anus. But nobody really knows, do they? So perhaps the total number of tablets that people are likely to buy is pretty much the number of iPads that have sold.
Yeah,
maybe.
And nobody else can really, at the moment, get a look in, because everybody just goes, what is a tablet? Basically, it's an iPad.
Mm.
It's also pretty much the cheapest tablet you can get.
Yeah, well,
why would you buy anything else? But maybe as the market matures.
The price has come down on the Zoom. PC World lowered pre-order prices from $499.99 to $479.99 for the 32 gig Wi-Fi model.
But that is
99 pence more than the iPad 2.
Is it,
so obviously
there's no 3G in
the Zoom. They just need to shave that off, and then it'll fly.
And also, I think the iPad, this is the second generation of the iPad. This is the first generation of Honeycomb.
And everyone knows what an iPad is.
Yeah.
If I said, do you fancy a Motorola Zoom? I think most people on the street wouldn't have a clue what it's about.
Exactly. I think that's what the problem is.
And I think because of the way people are using it, maybe, because everybody says, well, basically, like a tablet is like a large smartphone, and it is.
Mm.
But you don't. It's not as reliant on 3G. It's not therefore tethered to, you know, the communications company that's selling it to you. You don't have to have a contract, by and large. You just use Wi-Fi or whatever. So I guess people aren't buying it in the same way. And as a result, the reservations a lot of people have about the iPhone, i.e. it's expensive for a long time in America, particularly you'd only get it on one or two carriers, just doesn't apply to the iPad. And it's almost like, well, there's no reason to not buy it unless you're one of those people who actively hates Apple, in which case.
There was a bit of grumble in
Team Android. If you're a member of Team Android.
Android Army.
Android Army. Sorry.
Honestly, Duncan, so off message. I mean, there's a few grumbles in the States that it's kind of one main selling point that it supports Flash, which, of course, the iPad doesn't.
Mm.
At launch, it didn't support Flash.
Yeah, so. That was interesting. Yeah, because they did make a big play
of
that.
Kind of, it will
that's
support
they always
Flash.
Go on about is Flash, isn't it? Because that's their big kind
because
of
the Playbook, when that launches, the BlackBerry, Playbook. Are they calling it the RIM Playbook, which sounds horrible? Or are they calling it the BlackBerry Playbook?
The BlackBerry Playbook. Yeah.
Very wise. That's going to launch with Flash. Well, again, supposedly.
Supposedly, yeah. The 3DS sold 113,000 units in its first 48 hours.
In the UK.
Which actually... So, I mean, that's more than the Zoom, but that is a third of the 3DSs sold in Europe. Now, that's reasonably good in the
UK,
I guess. But the target worldwide for March was 4 million.
Right. What's it done worldwide?
So it's done 330,000 in Europe, 800,000 in Japan, and we don't have figures for the US. But I think start adding up, it's not 4 million, is it?
Unlikely, unless it's in America. No, maybe nobody's bought the Zoom because absolutely everybody is flying out to buy the 3DS, but I doubt it.
I mean, price, is that a problem? 229? I mean, it's under 200 now, isn't it, in places?
I don't think that's too bad. But I think, again, the games maybe that people are like, I don't know.
Well,
like,
when buy it, you're not going to buy every single game, are you? So it's not a shortage of games that's a problem.
They?
The launch lineup of games wasn't quite as impressive as Nintendo said it was going to be. I mean, like, I think a load of good games are going to come out, you know, touch wood, fingers crossed, etc.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same excuse as the Zoom. If I go out in the street and ask people what a 3DS is, they tend to know. So why aren't they buying it?
But people know about it, and then they're a bit... I think that people are maybe a bit reticent to get 3D. They're not really... They're a bit...
Well, the 3D is...
And they make me feel ill problem.
Well, a doctor... a doctor has rubbish those health concerns.
Oh, yeah, no, that's... Yeah. I can't believe it... Maybe a tiny handful of the sort of person who buys Witch magazine might have been put off buying...
Well, Cambridge University's Dr. Neil A. Dodgson. Do you want the full technical explanation?
Yes.
No. Just the idiot's version that I can understand.
Okay, I'm not going to read the whole thing out then. He basically says, look, there's two sets of muscles in your eyes. One focuses on the thing you're looking at, and the other converges the eyes to make the 3D bit. Normally, they work together, but when you are looking at a 3D screen, one set of muscles is focusing on the screen itself, and the other muscles are converging on this kind of virtual picture. And so they're not working together.
Right.
And that's what causes the eye strain, the headaches in some people.
Right.
So they're not working together.
So you're having to trick.
The two sets of muscles.
One set of the muscles is having to be tricked, basically.
So is that what the glasses do? They kind of make that not happen?
It's no. The glasses just split the picture, but it's basically That is the reason. Your muscles are working in a slightly funny way to how they would normally do.
Well,
And it, in some people, it causes headaches. It just does. Yeah. But he says it will cause no permanent damage. It'll just mean they can't use a 3D device. Okay. So, you know.
I actually have a slight theory as to why it's not selling quite as like hotcakes as they might have expected, which I think possibly is the whole idea of buying portable consoles is now...
Someone just
dumped a body outside.
That's rather like a large noise. That's how the studio.
Like the whole idea of buying a portable console is now actually slightly old fashioned, and everybody
works as phones.
Yeah, plays games on their
phones.
Yeah,
the gaming BAFTA went to an iPhone 4 game.
Yeah, that's maybe a good theory.
That's slightly my theory.
But kids, you see, kids still use portable gaming devices, don't they?
Yeah. Everyone.
No, but all kids have.
Yes.
All kids have phones now. Also, there is a kind of a bit of a recession on. Everybody's got a console at home, so it's only like people who absolutely need to play sort of high-end games absolutely all of the time. You can play pretty decent games on Android.
It's still, I mean, we are saying it's short target, but it's still the fastest-selling Nintendo handheld. The DS managed 87,000 in the UK in the same time frame. The DSi 92,000.
Yeah.
So it's done better than those.
That's
so
true. I mean,
but interesting to see what happens at Christmas, like weather then flies off the shelves then.
I think this and the NGP might be the last of like this type of dedicated personal portable console.
We've kind of said that about consoles in the past, haven't we? That, you know, the Xbox 360 and the PS3 are like the last of their kind.
No, I've never said that. But I am saying it about the portable ones.
Okay, all right. Anyway, lots of stories to get through. So let me say, here is the news. Apple has removed all trace of the white iPhone 4 from its website, all but confirming the device will never make it to retail. Originally planned to launch alongside its black-hued counterpart back in June 2010, it seems repeated delays and issues have now finally taken their toll.
Meanwhile, Korean rumours of a June iPhone 5 launch look to have been dashed. Sources speaking to Loop Insight say the gossip simply isn't true, putting the focus back on a September unveiling.
Oh, just in time for my birthday. How about a Sony tablet? Sony CEO Sir Howard Stringer has revealed the tech giant is to officially launch its first tablet device later this summer. That's according to the Japanese newspaper Nikkei, which says it'll be an Android honeycomb device.
The Commodore 64 is making a return. Can I have cheers, please? Woo! Pictures have been unearthed of a prototype sporting the same 1982 brown and beige shell, but packing the innards of a dual-core PC. You can pre-order one now from Commodore USA, starting at $600.
Bargain. An EA software engineer has let slip that FIFA 12 will be joining Pro Evo on the 3DS and is also landing on Sony's upcoming NGP portable. Jose Galera Perez posted his CV on LinkedIn, containing a list of formats he was working on.
Hacker collective Anonymous has struck again, this time taking out Sony's PlayStation websites and the PlayStation Network. In its retaliation for legal action against the hacker who first worked out how to jailbreak the PS3.
They've struck again.
Power to the hackers.
Yeah. They don't like it when Sony get nasty.
No.
They don't like it up them.
Keep your hands off my inbox,
yeah,
hackers.
Yeah. Good. Anyway, time to see what you have been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM. We're quite a busy inbox this week.
My box has never been fuller. Colin McDonald says, oh, gosh. Wagwan wit de podcast feed mon. It not be Irie. Oh dear. A racist has tweeted us. It not be Irie. That's like West Country Jamaican. It not be Irie. Like my Jamaican Twitter accent.
Oh, it's meant
yes,
to be
indeed,
all right.
Colin McDee.
Is Irie, that what all right is?
Irie is like sweet and good.
All right. All right.
What have you. Ahem. Wrong episode coming up as latest. Yeah, we had problems.
There's a few.
More coherently, someone's no one says RS. Yeah, this is a more accurate summation. RSS issues still apparent. Any chance it will be fixed for this week's podcast?
Yes.
Any chance?
Yes.
If you're listening to this via iTunes or Google, then yes.
Yes.
If you're not, then you're not listening to it. Yeah. And there's nothing
you can
say.
You can always download it from t3.com, can't you?
If you click
on the podcast bit, you can just download it straight away. In fact,
it is very. The weirdest thing is though that for a while. Because people were tweeting about this, and I could get it. It was coming up. Unfortunately, I was out and about. But on my iPhone, the iTunes on iPhone, I could get the podcast.
Right.
So I assumed that you could get it through iTunes on a computer, but evidently not. And then it sort of vanished from my iPhone's iTunes as well. Mm. And I was left floundering in a sea of tech ineptitude.
If you subscribe, we thought that you get it, even if there is a problem, but we're not sure.
Okay. If you subscribe... What I've always found is if you're subscribed, you do get it as long as you have iTunes turned on and you resync during that window of opportunity when it appears.
Right.
So basically, run home now. If it's between about 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock, for God's sake, sync up. Sync a number of times so it appears that more people are downloading us than actually are, so we go to number one in the podcast chart.
Excellent.
And then enjoy this podcast telling us how to download this podcast.
Alternatively, we'll just try and speak to our tech guys.
Yeah.
Sort it out.
No, I'll phone every single one of you individually and just talk you through what happened.
Yeah, nice.
And finally, my favourite tweeter, actually, Sebastian Haff, because his name's a reference to a very obscure film.
Oh, good.
Yes. Managed to get the file from T3.com. Yeah, you can always get it from T3.com. He says, my trip into work on Monday morning wouldn't be the same without the T3 podcast.
Ah,
oh,
there we are.
That's how to get your tweet right out.
There we are, yes.
On the T3 podcast.
I've got a tweet from Grace Stocks, Jonathan Day. Will we see the iPad 2 at the T3 stand at the Gadget Show live this year? And will I say, it's lighter than I expected?
Yes, a reference to last year when everyone picked up the iPad and said, oh, it's a lot heavier than I thought.
Yeah.
Half of that, because you will see the iPad 2. We will have three of them, in fact.
Yes.
But you won't see a T3 stand, because we're on... Who are we with?
We are with Bowers & Wilkins.
Right, so you'll find us there.
But we are doing a show.
Yeah, we definitely are.
We were sort of with Bowers & Wilkins last year, weren't we? I'm sure I remember some enormous speakers.
It was much, had a great big T3 thing. It was easy to find us, but... yes, we will be on stage at 11 o'clock each morning.
Yeah, every morning.
Showing you some of the Hot 100.
Dan and I.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be there doing
keeping
a
it
show.
Real, meeting the public.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to the Birmingham NEC this year.
You never actually dirty yourself.
I think you were the most excited, like, you know, everyone wants to see Duncan.
Mm. I
think, I'm not sorry, people, we're going to let
this year,
down.
Tough shit. Yeah.
Look at a picture.
Hey-ho.
I might be able to appear by some sort of holographic video link.
Okay, like, don't big it up too much, okay?
Richard Burton, War of the Worlds.
Really, another tweet for you.
I've got Bench Moore, David Moore. Hey, on your next podcast, tell all us paupers what PC-based MacBook Pro we should get. Is there such a thing? Please?
So I think he basically wants a Windows version of a MacBook Pro that's cheaper.
A Vio S or X series, would that
Z
be?
They
do so many series that I can't keep
up. I was thinking maybe the HP Envy. I mean, it looks almost identical.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it doesn't, because it's got that horrible like acid etching in the aluminium. It's vile. No, I couldn't recommend that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I'd go with Sony Vio.
Or, you've got Dell here. To be honest, I nearly always recommend Dell.
Yeah, Dell XPS series.
But is that the Adamo?
No, that never came out, did it?
Oh, didn't
but
it?
The XPS is like their sort of tasty range.
Oh,
The thing about Dell, though, again, it's like, that'd be like a MacBook Pro, but with all of the sexiness sucked out.
Mm.
Imagine somebody sucking your sexiness
David,
out.
David, if you want a MacBook Pro, get a MacBook Pro. Just get one of the refurb ones off Apple.
Will run Windows these
days. Or try Best Buy for cashback through Quidco. There's ways of getting a MacBook cheaper than they are.
Yeah, especially now. If you get the last generation, now the new generation has come out, they're perfectly powerful.
Yeah, the last generation 15 and 17-inch were good. Avoid the last generation 13-inch. But get a MacBook Pro.
And if you want to run Windows on it, you can, because you use...
Yeah, I don't think that's the issue. I can't remember the name of. Yeah, yeah. I'm running Windows.
That lets you run Windows
on my MacBook Air through Bootcamp is what.
Bootcamp.
Drunken Tramp, Matthew.
Thank you.
He says 3:26 in the morning. Just finished my dissertation on internet access in rural Britain. Got the idea from one of Duncan's rants.
Amazing.
Oh, you've inspired.
That's awesome. I wonder if you got a mention in the dissertation.
Yeah, because you do. You don't.
You have to reference.
Well, you have to reference, but also you say, you know, thank you so much to my mum for providing cups of tea and you know all that kind of business.
I'd love to be in a footnote.
There we are. Okay.
Reference Professor Duncan Bell. But presumably, the only thing I've ever said about rural internet is. Who cares? I don't care if people in the country...
We had that big argument about Cumbria.
Yeah, yeah. That's his whole hypothesis.
Tête-à-tête.
Seeing Green, Dan Green. This is epic. I'm very impressed with this. Finally caught up with a T3 podcast. Brackets, 30 pods. He's basically listened back to 30 podcasts. Good news, actually listening to relevant stuff now. bad news, back to weekly rations. So it's just had a whole dollop of 30 podcasts.
We should do box sets.
Bloody hell. I'm going to really hope and assume that doesn't mean in one sitting.
So what, podcasts that are about 20 to 30 minutes each, aren't they? Yeah, so that's talking about like 10 to 15 hours
of
epic podcast listening.
That's like when people get the 24 box sets and sit and watch them all the way through.
Well done, Dan. Do you remember 2 weeks ago, James, 747 James?
The one that was listening to the podcast when he should be
Should have been revising. Should have been Jenny up for his interview.
For his interview. Well, he's tweeted to say, I got the job!
Yay! Congratulations!
Yes, he says a yay with 5 or 6 A's in.
Quite a prolonged yay.
Lots of exclamation marks. The thing is, I think James is actually quite excitable because a couple of days later he tweets, off to Tesco! Yay!
Maybe that's where he works.
I think he works.
Like he got the job at Tesco.
I think he works at an airport because he's tweeting about getting a standby flight to Hong Kong and all sorts. So there we go.
Oh,
James.
That's a James 747.
It all makes sense now.
We figured it out.
Oh, excellent! Well done, James. Well done.
So he's like an air steward.
Could be. He looked more ground control to me. There's a picture of him in a high vis vest.
Okay. Did he look heterosexual?
You'd have to tell us what airport he
did look. He does look heterosexual, yes.
Must be ground crew then.
There we are.
It's the law.
That's that settled. Now,
not allowed to fly if you're not gay.
What have we got for our gadget of the week?
Feels like it's got more bass on it this week.
Really?
That went smoothly. I'm feeling the bass. Mm-hmm. Gadget of the week this week is Google's Chrome OS. So June is when we're going to get the OS shipping on dedicated hardware.
And you have
Samsung.
The dedicated hardware
I don't.
Here.
This is a dummy one from
you don't
Google,
have the dedicated hardware here.
I imagine it looked pretty similar to this.
Oh, right. So this is like a prototype.
This is
holding.
A prototype I'm holding, which it looks basically like a MacBook.
When we covered it, it was
like
announced.
It looks like a black one.
Yeah, Dan said, it's like, the device they had looked a lot like a MacBook. Yeah. And now you've got it in your hands. It looks exactly like a MacBook.
It's got the chiclet keys.
Yeah,
chiclet.
It's very nice. It's very matte. I like the matte.
It's got a good nice feel
got
to,
the rubber to it. But yeah, I've been having a fiddle around with it. And yeah, so far so good. Like downloading apps. The Chrome Web Store is really good. I know it's basically the Chrome website.
I use it on my MacBook Chrome, and I use their
the browser.
Apps. And so it's basically, it's very similar to, if you can go now, download Chrome, use the apps, it's exactly the same experience you will get using the Chrome hardware, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah, definitely. So it'll be, but yeah, I've downloaded top 10 apps we've got a video of, so check that out on t3.com. And I'm pretty impressed by it because I haven't been using Chrome as my preferred browser, but now I am. And you can pretty much do anything that you need to do.
But you kind of need to be connected to the internet, do you? Or can you work offline? Is there a mechanism for that?
You can work offline on some apps, but not all apps.
Okay.
So, yeah, keep an eye out when you download an app. Check if you can work online as well as offline, as well as online.
Mm. How much storage is in this one, do you know?
I don't know.
There's not going to be a lot, is the general idea, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think... Yeah, and I think the key thing is it's going to be really quick startup time. Probably just like 7 seconds from when you turn it on
fast.
To when you're like
that's not bad.
Ready to go. So, yeah,
isn't the main thing going to be they're going to be really cheap? This is basically like Netbook 2.0
cheap,
in a way.
And cheap and fast.
Cheap, fast, and really secure.
And dirty.
Hey.
Yeah, just how we like it.
So it's not going to be, you're not going to be able to do everything you can do on a Windows PC, but for the money, it'll be the fastest thing you can use, essentially. Yeah.
I suppose it's a bit like a tablet with a keyboard, isn't it? Is that the...
It's not a bad analogy. Yeah. I guess it's a tablet, but more like the netbook feel.
Okay, so when are we actually going to see these?
June, I think, is penciled in for the hardware.
There's quite a good piece. I assume it's online because we've got it in the mag. Luke Johnson, and he was saying it's ideal for families because every member of the family, all your data is stored online, but every member of the family has their own account.
Yeah, right.
So your dad can't see your porn. That's what immediately came to my mind, and Mum can have her little space for her recipes,
stuff like that. Yeah.
Flower arrangement apps, that kind of thing. Dad has got his like car and gardening apps. That's something like that. So for poor families, I think this is going to be marvellous.
Thank you, Duncan. Oh, now the Xperia Play has landed. And while people get excited about the likes of FIFA 10, we are salivating with misty-eyed nostalgia for all the PS1 ports coming our way. Stuff like this.
Kick, punch, it's all in the mind. If you wanna test me, I'm sure you'll find the things I'll teach ya, sure to beat ya. Nevertheless, you'll get a lesson from teacher. Now kick,
kick, kick, kick,
punch,
punch, punch, punch, punch,
jump,
chop, 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 chop,
lock,
lock, lock, lock, lock.
Don't get cocky, it's gonna get rocky. We gonna move down to the next jockey. Now duck,
duck, duck, duck,
jump,
jump, jump.
Yes, Parappa.
Northern rapper.
Parappa the Rapper from 1998.
Was that the guy doing the Jamaican accent on the tweets? I think he was doing whatever accent that was meant to be.
They don't make him like that anymore, do they?
No, they don't.
Well, that was kind of like one of the first sort of family Wii sort of casual type games, wasn't it?
It was, certainly
ahead of its time.
Well ahead. So, overdue, I think, on the PS1. So, at the moment, what we've got, like Crash Bandicoot, basically.
Yes, Crash Bandicoot is the one that's ported when you buy the Play. That's the only PS1 game that you get. But I think there's 60 apparently, but I think only 6 of them are going to be PS1.
Right.
The rest of them are Android-based.
Yeah, because, every week we slag off the Xperia Play, but this is because of the way perceptions have been mismanaged. Mm. The idea was that it was meant to launch with basically a PlayStation emulating thing, and there would be any number of PS1 games available to play for it.
Thing is, it's not going to take long, is it, for someone to root the Xperia Play, stick on some emulator, and then you'll have access to just about anything you want.
The thing is, you can do that anyway. Yeah. Like, there's Android emulators. Yeah. There's PS1 emulators for Android anyway.
So, with that in mind, what would you like? Ruffle through your PS1 collection.
Doug's got an extensive PS1 collection.
I have, which I wish I'd examined before I knew we were going to talk about this. Probably the game I played the most and would work the worst on a phone was Time Crisis.
That would be...
Because that came with a gun.
Yeah, that would be tricky.
And a little pedal. You had to press a pedal to duck. But I was thinking with the gyroscope in the phone, you could actually duck.
Yeah, that works.
Because again, on the tube, that would be... That's not going to cause any problems.
The gun, could you just tap the screen? Yeah. Hit the screen?
There's no fun in that, though, is there, really? You do really need to be wielding a big gun.
I see.
Unless you do the gun thing.
Again, to be honest, on the tube, people don't really want to see people rushing at them with a gun.
No.
That usually has a bad ending.
That's true, yes.
So, okay, so if I can't have Time Crisis.
Nothing.
Final Fantasy. I'll be really boring and say the one Final Fantasy game that I played all the way through, which would be 7, was it? Was that the one on PS1? I can't even bloody remember. I've how clueless I am about these things.
But yes, okay, good. Ree.
Basically because I was not a big gamer when PS1 came out, but I'd have to go Tomb Raider because that was the only game I remember playing on the PS1.
Oh, yes.
I just remember fighting the tigers and jumping through
lovely
water.
Lovely Lara Croft.
I liked when you actually found like the big cavern and you found the dinosaur. That was quite impressive.
Yeah.
Except because the graphics were a bit primitive, that you'd see the dinosaur's arm sort of coming through a mountain. rendering properly.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I think there's a dinosaur on the other side of that mountain.
Possibly. You see, I had a PC at this stage, so I completely missed out. But I mean, obviously Lara was on there.
Resident Evil. What am I talking about? I'd have the original Resident Evil. Take this lockpick, Jill. You are the king of unlocking. Dialogue like that.
Yeah.
You know, you can't...
You can't go wrong.
You can't knock it.
Okay, right. Well, Sony, get your arse in gear. Get those on the Xperia Play, or we'll just hack it. Okay? anyway, that is about all we have time for. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves with the Hot 100 and on the iPad. And we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, then. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.